On this episode of the Aggie Sports Show, we talk Aggie heartbreak and Aggie hope, ridiculous bowl projections and Aggie hoops. All this up next on the Aggie Sports Show.
K to the second letter.
What's up, Aggies? That's right. It's your boy, Cole in the Well, back in action. And would you believe it? Jackson Meyer is not here today. Nope, Jackson is a little sick. He's been feeling a little bit under the weather lately. He says that he cannot speak or use his voice. I think he's just a little ashamed of his projections last week and how wrong those went for him, but that's all right. This is a little weird, not going to lie. I've never done a show before where I just talk myself. And so I'm going to try and keep it short, even though there is a lot to talk about. The obvious looming thing being Aggie football this past week. For those of you who don't know, if you are a listener to the show, then I'd be very surprised if you didn't know. But Aggie football suffered a loss to Boise State in Boise this past Saturday, and it was a heartbreak. It was honestly one of the toughest things I've had to watch. I'm going to kind of let you guys in on something. So I have like this weird thing, I call it a superpower, where for some reason all growing up, I just had this feeling when Utah State would play, that's like somehow we're just going to find a way to lose it. Like it doesn't matter how good we do, somehow we're going to lose it. And in the past, that's been totally true with the teams that we've had and the things that have happened to us. However, I haven't felt that for a while, but unfortunately, as we started playing the Boise State game, I felt it again. We came out swinging. We had a touchdown in the first, and we can talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. But for now, let's just kind of go over some things of that. So Utah State did lose 33-24 to the 22nd-ranked Boise State Broncos last Saturday. And honestly, I mean, it was a well-fought game. Obviously, for both teams, Boise State did a lot better. That's a tough place to win. I was actually in Idaho watching the game, and that's an intense crowd. I mean, their student section was garbage, absolute garbage. I didn't see, like, it's like 20 freaking students there. And it just it pisses me off because their football team is so freaking good and has been forever. So where's the students at? Where's the student section at? But they won, so it doesn't really matter, I guess. They just have a lot of good alumni that show up to the games and help them out that way. But it was a cold game. Not as cold as I thought it was going to be, honestly. I don't know. I'm just reeling for excuses, I guess. Jordan Love had 363 passing yards. He got about 70 of those yards on one of our last drives of the game. He threw for 3 touchdowns and then, of course, 1 interception. Like I said, Utah State scored quick. We got the ball and had an awesome drive. It wasn't even like a fluke Hail Mary play. It was like just a sustained drive. And I was kind of feeling good. I had that feeling like I was talking about earlier. But other than that, I felt kind of good about the game. I was like, man, well, we needed that, you know, coming out swinging. And then Boise State started coming out swinging. And it all happened. And the tide kind of turned, honestly, when Jordan Love threw an interception around the 40-yard line. So they got the ball about on the 30. If I'm not mistaken, they went in. Yeah, they scored a touchdown right after that. And man, it's just hard to watch, guys. It was fun. Let's see. Rushing, Darwin Thompson had 61 yards on only 11 carries. So he met his average of 5.5 carries a game. And then other than that, receiving, Aaron Vaughns had 7 receptions for 107 yards. Gerald Bright, Ronquavion Tarver, and Jalen Green all caught a touchdown pass as well. But just a little bit too little for the Utah State Aggies as they suffer a loss. So the Aggies are now 10-2 on the season. We dropped out of the AP poll and out of the college football playoff rankings. If I'm not mistaken, I think we are still 23rd in the coaches poll, which is kind of interesting. But kind of cool at the same time. I mean, at least we get to end our season ranked in one of the polls. And now it kind of moves on to bowl projections. Before we go to bowl projections, though, I just kind of want to give a little piece, give my little sense on the matter. So it was really hard for me. I was frustrated, some would say depressed, in a very bad mood after the game. And we got back to the house where we were staying, and I just was kind of thinking back to, on the season. And this Aggie football team is 10-2. 10-2, that is amazing. We started the season with a loss against the Michigan State Spartans, great team, especially at home. And then we ended the season with a loss against Boise State Broncos, a great team with an excellent record at home. Other than that, we won every other game. And there were some close games, mainly Wyoming and Colorado State. Air Force gave us a bit of a run. But, I mean, other than that, we had an amazing season. We broke tons of records. Jackson's kind of our stats guy. He's kind of the dude. Honestly, guys, Jackson's kind of the machine behind us. He's the one that kind of pushes me to get my butt up in here and record. And he's the one that, you know, prepares a lot of the things that we say and a lot of things that we do. And so, sorry if this show is a little bit boring of just me talking. Probably have as awesome things as he normally does. But yeah, so all in all, I just want to say congratulations, Utah State football, on a remarkable season. Regardless of what happens with the bowl projection, you know, where we go. I mean, obviously winning a bowl game is huge because I know it's an amazing season, 10-2, but at the same time, if you want to make that leap from amazing to fantastic, well, I don't know if that's a leap, but if you want to just make the leap from a decent average football team to one of the great football teams, you got to win games like Michigan State. You got to win games like Boise State. And you have to win your bowl game. It doesn't matter where they send you. You could be in the most obscure crevice of the United States of America. You need to win the bowl game. And so I hope, regardless of where we go, our football team goes in with that mindset. But yeah, congratulations, Utah State football. Thank you. Thank you for an amazing season. Thank you for some fun. Thank you for a perfect home record. I mean, every home game this year was a blast, and we can't always say that. I mean, we couldn't say that last week. And so with that being said, let's move in to the bowl projections, because I'm a little mad. I'm a little mad and sad. I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm feeling. Bleacher Report has Utah State going to, yep, you guessed it, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl against Northern Illinois. CBS Sports also has us going to the Idaho Potato Bowl versus Northern Illinois. And this is because it's the MAC versus the Mountain West. And that's one thing about bowls that even I don't fully understand, but I don't think a lot of fans understand. It's not just like the bowl can pick whoever they want. Conferences actually have contracts with different bowl games and stuff like that. And so there's a reason why we reoccur or we're always coming up in the Boise, in the Idaho Potato Bowl. So I was searching just for some hope, and I saw ESPN's thing, and I guess they have two guys, Banagara and Sherman. I don't know if that's how you say their names. But they gave us a little bit of hope. One of them had Utah State going to let me see if I can find it now. I just lost it. But we were had us playing. There we go. Utah State versus Troy in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. So Arizona. We were there last year in the Arizona Bowl, so, I mean, there's something. I mean, for me, honestly, anything's better than Idaho, especially because I want to travel this year. I mean, I just want to get down there, and so I don't want to go up to Boise again. Besides that, we have, let's see, someone else picked Utah State to be... Let's see. Oh, well, on ESPN, neither of them picked Utah State going to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. So that would be awesome. That would be really good. Man, I can't find it. This is embarrassing. I think it was the... I don't even know. But yeah, so those are kind of the bowl projections right now. Nothing crazy. But, I mean, like I said, we just got to win it. Oh, there it is. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, which is actually played in Fort Worth, Texas, on December 22nd. So that would be kind of fun, too. And that has Utah State versus Army. So, I mean, I would actually love that game. I think that would be fun to watch. Army's a great team. They're also kind of in the hunt right now. Non-Power 5 schools, I think they're one of the best. They're up there with us and UCF and Cincinnati. So that would be kind of a fun game to watch. But we'll have to see. I mean, We'll have to see. Regardless, like I said, it's an amazing season, and that's good. I do want to move on to Aggie basketball here pretty soon. However, just real quick, the Mountain West, although seemingly easy opponents this year, I want to point out a few things. Boise State, bowl eligible. Utah State, bowl eligible. Wyoming, bowl eligible. Fresno State, bowl eligible. Hawaii, bowl eligible. Nevada, bowl eligible. San Diego State, bowl eligible. Yes, that's seven teams from the Mountain West that are bowl eligible. Now, that does not mean seven teams will be in a bowl game. However, and it'll probably be Wyoming that gets the slip if that does happen. But how cool is that? And, you know, we win a close game in Wyoming and everyone's kind of freaking out. But now you go back and look at it, Wyoming's bowl eligible. They won their last four games. So, I mean, yeah, they could be a better team, but, you know, they were good. They ended up being a good team. That was a pretty good win, actually. So, yeah, shout out to the Mountain West for pulling your weight. Doing a good job getting bowl eligible there. Let's just hope everyone makes it to a bowl game. We can all do good with that as well. Okay, now moving on to Aggie Hoops. Utah State are 5-1. They're on fire. They are doing great. We played in the tournament last weekend. And on Monday, we played St. Mary's. We beat them 80-63, which if you're an Aggie sports, you know, longtime Aggie sports fan, you know that Utah State doesn't beat St. Mary's easily. St. Mary's usually has an awesome program, and it's always a good battle against them. I always see them on our schedule because it's a fun game. And we kind of just took it to them this year. Nemus Keita had a great game. And then in the championship of that game, I guess, or so what happens is we played St. Mary in the first round, and then Arizona State played Mississippi State. I think they were ranked like 23rd, and Arizona State actually beat them, in that first round. So then Utah State played Arizona State in the final, and we lost by 5 points, 87-82. Both teams were undefeated going into that game. We were 5-0, they were 4-0. But yeah, so we came into the game playing an awesome Arizona Sun Devils team, and they are good. They are a really good basketball team. And so honestly, guys, I'm proud of this Aggie team. It was a little frustrating because we were in it, and then without 5 minutes left, they just started hitting shots. I mean, it wasn't even like bad defense, but Arizona State was just hitting everything. I think they had like six or seven made baskets in a row. I was watching the game, and that's tough. I mean, that's tough to go against any team that kind of catches fire like that. So to even bring it into 5 points, and it was kind of funny because they kept thinking Utah State was gone, and so they take out their starters, and then we'd start hitting foul shots, and then they'd start missing foul shots, and we'd start hitting threes. And they put their starters back in and got a little scared. But it was cool to see a little fight left in this Aggie team. So, yeah, we did take a loss, but only by 5 points in the championship game. Sam Merrill had 27 points in that game. He's an animal, and he's only a junior. We're going to have him next year, too. So that's huge. That's awesome. Brock Miller hit 10 points. Other than that, the only one who had a really tough game was Nemus Keita. He only had 5 points, 9 rebounds. And most of it was foul trouble. Man, those fouls were stupid. The refs, honestly, in my opinion, were just blowing the game on a lot of things. Both teams were in double bonus, like super early into the second half. And it's just dumb things. I mean, they have a player on Arizona State who is NBA ready. I actually talked to Brock Miller a little bit about it, and he said, yeah, he's NBA ready. He's good to go. And he's a good player. But all he would do was just run in the lane and then just throw something up and get bumped by someone, and they'd call a foul. And that is just so annoying. It seems like they'd be calling the foul before it even happened. I don't know if that makes any sense. But, I mean, it was frustrating. But that's all right, because it's a good outlook on the season. So, Utah State fans, we have covered bowl projections. We've covered the football team's loss. We've covered basketball loss, but also their wins. They play tomorrow night as well, so everyone should be out there supporting them. And we should be able to take that one pretty easy. So Utah State basketball should be 6-1, which is a pretty big deal. And if you look at the rest of our teams that we're playing, let me pull them up real quick. Let's see. Tonight there's a game against Northern Iowa. Then we play UC Irvine on Saturday. Then we have Wednesday. Next Wednesday is BYU. Next Saturday is Weber State. So two back-to-back really tough games. And then we play Houston, who's a good team in the future. And then we play Nevada, fifth-ranked Nevada. They're awesome. They are a really good team. and then it starts conference play. So our hopes is to really have a good record and really just have a good heat with us going into that conference basketball play. But yeah, Aggies, there's a lot to be happy about. I know it's tough losing that game, but there is a lot to be happy about. I'm happy. I'm a happy Aggie. I can say that. Really excited for the rest of the basketball season as well. So, Utah State and Aggie Sports Show fans, for the Aggie Sports Show, my name is Cole Noel, and this is us signing out. Go Aggies. I've had my shelf and kicked in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go home.